Veterinary sciences deals with the health and well-being of animals. Like medical degrees, this deals with everything from preventative care to psychological analysis and complex surgical procedures on animals. Hello, everyone, and thank you all for tuning in to KPCRadio.com. I am your host, Alejandro Cuenillo, and welcome to The Club, the show where I bring clubs from Los Angeles Pierce College and talk about what makes their club special that might convince you listeners to look more into them and join the fun. Today, The Club that we will be discussing about is the Veterinary Sciences Club. I'm joined with Danny Nobles, the club president for the club itself, who will be talking with me about what makes the Veterinary Sciences Club a fun experience for people interested in the field of science. First of all, I just wanted to say thank you for coming into the show, Danny. I do really appreciate you coming in and taking in the time to be on the show today.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
All right, great, great. So let's get started. So the first question I wanted to ask you, and just right off the bat, is what made you want to be in this club in particular? Like, what stood out from the rest of the clubs?
Yeah, so for me, one of the main things is that it's part of my program. Mm-hmm. I'm in the Registered Veterinarian Technician Program, mm-hmm. and so this was an obvious choice for me to be in the Veterinary Sciences Club. They also accept pre-vet students and, I mean, anybody else who was interested. But I was interested in it because I saw the petting zoo
right.
during Club Rush.
Yeah.
That's always like a really fun main attraction. And the people at the booth were super friendly and were just like, hey, yeah, if you have any interest, come on down.
Yeah.
And so I was like, ooh, this is fun.
I love animals.
Yeah, yeah. And so that's sort of the main reason that I was like, yes, this is the club I want to be a part of.
Yeah, it's the little things like that that motivate you and get you an idea of like, I see myself doing this because this looks fun. You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, and so you're planning on studying veterinary science then, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm in that field. Like I said, I'm in the Registered Veterinarian Technician Program, mm-hmm. Which has been a good experience for me so far.
Right.
And so, yeah.
That's good. Yeah. So do you know how the club even like got started? You were first a member, right?
Yeah. So mm-hmm. I started as a member. The club has been around for a very, very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Shapiro started it like way back in the day. He's an amazing veterinarian and an amazing mentor and has been really a key person to bring this all together. But just to give you an idea, Dr. Dow, who is the head of the pre-vet program
mm-hmm.
and the animal sciences department, he was a participant
mm-hmm.
In the club and is now head of the
mm-hmm.
department. So it just gives you an idea of the timeline.
Right.
So it's been around
crazy.
For a long,
yeah.
long time. Yeah.
And many more to come.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. It's alive and well.
Yeah, that's good. So as when you were first a member, what were the first few meetings when you joined the club in the beginning? Like, how was that experience?
Yeah. So I remember being a little bit nervous
mm-hmm.
and not really knowing what to expect and sort of being shy around the experience. But I convinced myself that it was something that I needed. And so I showed up and all of the club officers and the participants were like really welcoming. And so I talked to them about my school experience at Pierce so far. I made some friends and connections, and then I was like, this is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought in a bunch of speakers. So there were veterinarians and technicians who have already done their thing
yeah.
and like forged their career.
Mm-hmm. And they're doing it.
And they're doing it, like living it. They would come in and talk with us.
Give you an insight of how it looks and how it is.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So anything from like a technician who is a specialty in emergency or a veterinarian who works on sets on films, you know, and so very diverse and super interesting. And so I was just like, wow, there are things I didn't even know
yeah.
are possibilities that exist. Like, how amazing is this? So, yeah, it just like really excited me and brought me back.
That's
so,
great. That's,
yeah.
that's totally great because one of the things that people are nervous about is like going into a new like environment.
That's
you know,
right.
you don't know anybody, but you want to do it because it sounds fun,
yeah.
right? And so, like, if you join another club, it's all about like your interests.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
So that's really cool.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. So after those few meetings, did you feel like you belonged in the club then?
Yeah. You know, what's true is that It took a few meetings for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I knew that this was the club I wanted to be a part of, but I wouldn't necessarily be like, oh, yeah, I belong, like, right after the very first one. It was sort of like, a little bit of growing pains, like, who do I sort of gravitate towards, what feels good. But it's an amazing place to be,
mm-hmm.
and so I'm glad that I kept with it, and eventually I was like, yeah, this is it. It feels like home, you know,
yeah,
like
totally.
Family and community.
Totally.
And because, so it was really lovely.
Mm-hmm, because not only is it because you're interested, it's also because you saw yourself wanting to pursue this career. Was that before you joined it, or you always wanted to, like?
Yeah, no, I already knew.
Mm-hmm.
But the club for me has made it so that I feel like if I have challenges with particular classes,
mm-hmm.
or you know, I'm having a rough time, you know, whatever it may be, there are people out there that are in the same boat and sort of in the same community and interested in the same things and doing the same classes. And they're like, hey, here's a study guide. Hey, here are some notes. You know, like everybody just really comes together.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what's special about a club, you know, because you're surrounded by people with the same interests.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's what makes the experiences like more fun.
Yeah.
Because you connect with each other and you have the same, you know, like interests.
It's a common ground.
Yeah,
it's
sure.
Like it's like I
you know what you're.
I know nothing about you, but I know that you like animals.
Yeah,
so here we go.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So what does the agenda consist of on the meeting days?
Yeah. So we, the officers meet an hour ahead of the actual time where the participants will be there. And we discuss like upcoming speakers, fundraising events, any field trips that we have planned, just like general business
mm-hmm.
Agenda stuff. And then after that, we meet up with the speaker that we have set up for the club and go in. And then once we're there, we introduce the speaker. We talk about all of the things that are upcoming.
Mm-hmm.
And then we basically let the speaker talk for about an hour. And then afterwards, there's always opportunity for a question and answer, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so that's sort of the general way that it unfolds.
Mm-hmm. How do you set up like the speakers exactly? Do you?
Yeah, so my shout out to my amazing vice president. she has done most of the emailing and the networking to get speakers in. And it's generated based off of interest. So we have people who come in from universities that are veterinary universities.
Mm-hmm.
And so admissions people who tell us what you need, what it looks like, the campus, the life there, the tuition, et cetera, et cetera. We also have speakers who are in the field doing whatever it is that they're doing. And so she basically sources them out and says, hey, would you be willing? And they say yes or no.
Yeah.
And our schedule fills up. So
that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you the people who, like the club who sets up like the animal, like you know how you said like you saw like the animals and like the
petting
the club?
Zoos?
Yeah, the petting zoo.
Yeah, yeah. Us, as well as the farm staff,
mm-hmm.
also shout out to them. They're amazing.
Mm-hmm.
We work with them fairly closely. And so whenever there are events that would be interesting and that it would generate excitement, then that's what we do. And so we coordinate with the farm staff and get it set up.
So it's like a cool collab type
yeah,
of deal.
That's
awesome.
Sure.
Yeah.
I know. It's so amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So what have you personally gained or learned by being in this club?
I mean, so many things, but definitely a sense of community. I have gone on amazing field trips that, like, behind the scenes that you would never be able to do just by going to anywhere, like Santa Barbara Zoo or Moore Park, you know. And so it's really given me a lot of experience and a lot of knowledge.
In-depth knowledge.
And everybody that, all of the speakers that come, like, they want to inspire and they want to motivate. And, you know, they just give you so many gems to hold on to. And I've gained so many friends. And mm-hmm. like, you know, being an officer and working with this team every week, it's just so fulfilling. You know, we accomplish a lot. And
you're all connected.
Yeah, there's a lot of appreciation and gratitude and just like general camaraderie that feels really good.
That's awesome. Yeah. What was the last field trip you guys went to?
Yeah, so the last field trip that we went to was San Simeon, uh-huh. So the elephant seal lookout point. So we went at the very end of mating season and basically got to see them in their natural habitat because it's oh, wow. just like a normal place that they congregate. And so, yeah, we took about, I think, 18 of us, and we all just field tripped out there like a little convoy, and then on the way home we stopped for Klondike Pizza and during our meal we all talked about what program we were in and you know why we chose to be in the club mm-hmm. and so there's a lot of team building stuff and wow. that's really cool.
This club's awesome.
Yes it is.
Yeah, for sure. So what are some things that you hope new members gain by being in the club as the club president?
For me, there's so many things that the club has to offer. Generally support and community, and that for me is really important. And then also on top of that, like the speakers that come in, the amount of knowledge that they're willing to impart on us, and just like Dr. Dow and his mentorship, like he is such an amazing like doctor and veterinarian. Like he really cares about us. And so it's like it's just like I want to say it's an inclusive family, mm-hmm. you know. I just love
why
it.
Why not come in?
Like
why wouldn't you?
Arms open, you know?
Yeah. That's a great thing about a club is if you feel like it's an arms open, wholesome and experience, then why not just come in, you know, because you're not going to regret it, right?
That's right.
Yeah, for sure.
That's right.
So by being the club president, is there something that you've done to keep the club alive and fun for new members?
Yeah. So I have an amazing team. So, I mean, yes, I'm the president, but everybody that works with me, absolutely, I could not do it without them. So this year, I'm really grateful for them. It's been a really good team. We've been planning new field trips, like I said, like the San Simeon elephant seal excursion. That's the first time we've ever done that. Mm-hmm. So that's really exciting. We're planning on going to the Monterey Bay Aquarium, wow. which hasn't been done before. So that's really exciting. Wow. We're going to the feline exotic breeding compound, which has never been done before. So just like really new. New field trips is one way that we've been keeping it alive and doing fun things. We've brought in a lot of speakers. A lot of them have presented in the past, but often with the rotation mm-hmm. of
it's
people
always a new
coming
experience.
In exactly mm-hmm. and often even if they're using some of the same material, it comes across in a different way, and so it's always enlightening. So just like that, just trying to keep it fresh and right. doing new things.
Yeah, especially with the new thing, like stuff you're planning, like the field trips, that's really awesome.
Yeah. And we have hopefully in May, we're doing a spring event on the farm to get people to come out and learn about the farm and the program yeah. and the club, like all of those things
all
meshed
in
together.
Yeah. The whole package.
Yeah, that's right. Sure. Yeah, so it's going to be really cool.
So are there any ideas that you've wanted to try to gain new members for the club and get it out there for students at Pierce?
You know, I honestly, no. Mm-hmm. For me, what we do works already. Mm-hmm. Like, the club,
we can't, like, don't fix what's not broken.
Yeah, that's right. Like, with Club Rush and having the petting zoo, like, a lot of our members, when I've talked to them, it's been like, that's the reason that I joined, because I was like, oh, I get to pet a lamb and a goat and, like, see chickens up close, which is something that a lot of people don't get to experience living in L.A. So they're like, yeah, well, I'm going to join that club because that's cool. There are animals, you know. And then other people who are actually in the program are like, this will help me make decisions for my future. It's sort of a tried, tested, and true way to get people, like, through Club Rush. Mm-hmm. And so that's just the way that we are going to keep doing it.
So also with Club Rush, like, how is many people like very like being the club, is it like, are the members mostly like very eager to go in, or are they just like,
So most of the members that join are willing and able to participate. They're very engaged members, which I love. I'm just like, engage, you know, and everybody is willing to do it. So with Club Rush, that's also part of the reason. Like, the petting zoo is one thing, but then we ask people just like an open invitation, like, hey, if you want to come and help us with the booth, you know, you can do that and just like talk to other people who might be interested in joining. And we get flooded with participants who want to help, you know? And so a lot of the time we have like a full table and then people standing behind just like at the ready, you know? And so it's just really lovely. And yeah, like that.
What type of animals do you guys bring in for the petting zoo?
Yeah, so we typically bring in chickens, and then we bring in some goats, and we bring in usually Natalam, because she's harness trained, or a couple of other of the sheep. Mm-hmm. So
I feel like also bringing in the animals really help out, because I know I for sure I've been one of like the people who's like, well, what's going on there, and that already you're attracted, like, what's this? Oh, well, here's the veterinary club and like the farming.
So I mean, it's the RVT and pre-vet people, mm-hmm. but we work with the farm staff to get the animals
totally
up
cool.
here. People have a natural. Most people, I would say, naturally gravitate towards animals, you know, because they're interesting and you're just like, oh, I can touch an animal? Great. Mm-hmm.
I also wanted to ask you, in your opinion, what makes you stand out from the rest of the other clubs? From the, like, let's say, you know, ASL or all the other clubs in Pierce College, what makes you stand out the most?
I think for us as a club, what makes us unique is that we are focused on animals and animal science, and even like Boots and Saddles, like they do a lot of equine stuff. And so for us, it's just a little bit more varied in a different way. And I think that it keeps it interesting, and even people who don't know anything about it can come and learn, you know? And so from that perspective, I feel like we are sort of
and anyone can join. You don't need experience. Like anyone who's interested, like just a thought, you can just come in and just be like, yeah, we'll happily accept you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I feel like those are the best clubs too. If you don't have experience, just why not join either way? Because you never know, you might fall in love and maybe pursue that career.
Absolutely.
And that's what's special about a club.
Absolutely. And for me, too, I also feel like the people make a big difference. And so it's like our club generally, like the people are really friendly and welcoming. And even if you know nothing about animal sciences and you want to be an astronaut, it doesn't matter, you know, we're welcoming and willing to take people in. So
mm-hmm. And I also noticed you have your Pierce College Veterinary Sciences Club jacket.
I do. I rep it every day.
That's so awesome.
I have my sweater. Every semester we come up with a new design and a new logo and order t-shirts and sweaters. Mm-hmm. And
so members can
yeah,
and
that's
even
right.
like members, not even like in the club, you can buy it too.
That's
and stuff.
Right.
That's so awesome.
So
is this the new design that you
this
guys?
This is not the new design. Mm-hmm. Our new design is coming. So this is last semester's design. Mm-hmm. So it's a work in progress.
Are there any other colors you might, because there's a black one right now.
Yeah. So we have, last year we did, you could get green, you could get blue, you could get red, you could get black. It's like I have all of the different colors.
What's the process in coming up with do you guys change the logo every time?
We do, generally, yeah. Mm-hmm. So usually somebody who is a club officer will take on the project of coming up with a design, mm-hmm. And then it gets voted on, and then the club members have an opportunity to order. So it's always different, like whoever is creatively designing whatever's in their brain is sort of what gets put out there. But we always try to include something animal, something like the logo,
the logo
for
the
doctors. And so, yeah, anyway, it's just, it's...
And is it always like new animals every time?
Or? Yeah, sometimes like we recycle a little bit, you know, but this, like, the idea behind this was all of the farm animals that we have. So
that's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
It's very cool.
So my final question to you before we end the show is, what is one thing that you would want to tell our listeners about the Veterinarian Science Club?
So I would say, come join us.
Right.
Yeah, we are always looking for new members. It's an amazing place to be. It's super inclusive. You'll get to gain experience and knowledge in ways that you may not otherwise during your career as a student.
Mm-hmm.
So come on down.
Sure, yeah. So, and with that, that's going to be the end of this week's episode of Welcome to the Club, the show where I brought clubs from Los Angeles Pierce College and talked about what makes them special. If you feel like you're interested in joining the Veterinary Sciences Club and want to find out more information about the club itself, feel free to come in the days the club meet every Thursday at the Center for Sciences building, room 91126, and it goes from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. And Danny, do you want to add anything else to that before we end?
No, I just want to say that this has been such a pleasure, and
yeah,
I appreciate
it. Definitely. I'm happy that you're here and you're having a good time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And so with that being said, thank you all for listening, and catch you all next time.